Hey, Justin.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, how are you?
Very good. I'm glad I was able to snag both of you. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a one either or situation. I'm glad you were both able to chat with me today.
Well, we are in line waiting for gas, so it may turn into one.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing to snag a quick little interview. Perfect. Chatting with the Royal Foundry. You guys are going to be playing tomorrow night. Bulls Bar and Stage here in Red Deer. Now, I'm new to Red Deer, so please bear with me here as we get through some of this, okay? You guys have been to Red Deer before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. First thing, this is a for me thing. What's the first thing that you think of when you think of Red Deer?
Bulls.
Honestly, it is Bulls.
It's Bulls. Why is it Bulls?
Well, we've played there several times, and they have great food.
We've played. They're amazing. Yeah. We love them.
And they got a great stage.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to know. As I'm getting myself settled here, still fairly new to the area, it's good to know that the concert scene is one of the best things about Red Deer. That's something I love to hear.
Yeah, no, it's honestly super exciting.
So you guys are playing Canmore tonight, and then tomorrow night you're going to be playing Bows. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you guys played a show in Edmonton. Was that your first show since the pandemic hit?
No, actually, our first show was in Calgary.
Okay, and when was that?
It was on a rooftop in downtown Calgary, and everyone who came, it was facing the balconies of Hotel Arts.
Okay.
And we were on the roof, and we were playing to everyone who was on their balcony, just like hanging out outside. It was probably one of the coolest,
weirdest,
coolest
experiences.
And there was a pool right below us, too, so it was just this. And it was like 38 degrees that day, and we were like on like this tar.
Oh, come on.
So
do you think that things are going to have changed coming back to Bows and playing a bar scene instead of playing like the unique balcony show experience?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be one of our first indoor shows, I guess. So I think it'll be different for sure, but in a really cool way. Like we're excited to connect with people in that sort of environment again.
So I'm not going to hold you to an answer on this next question because I know it can be a little bit controversial, but some bigger artists, you know, names like the Foo Fighters and artists like that are holding their fans accountable by doing these vaccination certified shows. Like I said, I'm not going to hold you to an answer on this, but I'm just curious your thoughts.
Well, we got vaccinated as soon as we could because, I mean, we believe in the better of everyone, and we wanted to get things back to normal as soon as possible. I mean, one of the music industry itself was hit the hardest. Like, and same with restaurants and things like that. So we would do anything to try and speed up that process. And yeah, we're really excited that we're at a point where it's almost getting there. Just one small hump to get over, I guess. But yeah, man.
I think I can speak for all of us when I say, like, obviously we understand, you know, people going with the vax certified shows. It's about the safety of the band and their road crew and, of course, the safety of the fans, right?
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. So, chatting with the Royal Foundry, you guys are playing tomorrow night, Bows Bar and Stage here in Red Deer. You know, maybe there's some people who haven't heard your stuff or can't quite picture a song, but likely have heard your stuff because you guys have been featured in tons of commercials and ads and that sort of thing. Is there a moment in particular or a feature in particular that stands out for you guys?
Oh, man.
I think we had one of our songs in a Disney fashion show. It's kind of a weird thing, but that for us was like a really cool
moment. Getting up to the ranks, even though it was like, you know, not Disney like a movie or anything like that, that was probably the closest thing to like one of the largest names in all of the world. So that was pretty special to us for sure.
Well, yeah, I don't think if you said Disney to somebody, I don't think there's a single person on the planet going to be like, who's Disney? Who's that guy? What is that?
Yeah.
So that's got to be a pretty special moment, hey?
Yeah, no, that was a big, big moment for sure.
And how did that come to be? Like, what's the process like? Is it a representative, or is it like, you know, somebody from Disney just reaches out and says, hey, we want your music?
No, it's
it is a representative, but it is also this long process, and you hear, you know, something that you might get a commercial or a placement, and then you forget about it, and then you find out like 2 years later, they're like, oh yeah, you got it. Here it is.
Oh, okay.
It's a little underwhelming to be honest, but no, it's teamwork for sure. We have a great team behind us, and what happens is somebody needs music for a commercial or whatever, and so they send this mass email out to different publishers, and our publishing team is one of the best, so we're really thankful for them.
Yeah, that's spectacular. That's spectacular to hear. Chatting with Jared and Bethany, you guys from Royal Foundry playing tomorrow night, Bose Bar and Stage. The sense that I'm getting from your social media feed is that we've got some new music on the way.
Oh, yes. Yes, Justin. We have some great new music coming. We are so excited about it. We're just forgetting about last year, as many people should, and we're looking into our bright future with open eyes, and we cannot wait to release some new music, and we've been working really hard on it. So you'll get a taste of it tomorrow if you come, and if you've never heard our stuff, then it's going to be even more exciting for you, because all the songs are going to be new. So it's going to be a great time.
All new music from Royal Foundry tomorrow night, Bose Bar and Stage, an exclusive. What an honor. What a treat. Definitely, definitely looking forward to it, guys. Jared and Bethany, seriously, thanks so much for your time today, guys, as you are waiting for gas.
I know. We're still waiting.
is there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on today? I mean, new music, of course, the big thing, and I mean, just getting back into concerts has got to be a huge relief for you guys, hey?
Yeah, I mean, it's because of the new regulations. It's a little bit of a bummer because we have to wear masks indoors again and things like that. So I really hope that doesn't scare anybody away. I think Bose is one of the best places that take the highest precautions on everything, and their staff is amazing, and it's just going to be such a great time, and we're really excited just to have a nice reunion with Red Deer, because it has been, I mean, we tried doing this show last year, almost a year ago. It's been delayed because of COVID, so this show, the fact that we're actually going to play is a little bit, We're all just so excited.
Yeah, I feel like it's safe to say it's been a long time coming for concerts in general, but especially for you guys coming back to Red Deer.
Yeah, we're stoked.